This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Pueblo governors in New Mexico are continuing to urge for permanent protection of lands surrounding Chaco Canyon National Historical Park. The federal government had planned to auction oil and gas leases in December, but several within 10 miles of Chaco Canyon will be suspended. Kurt Riley is governor of Acoma Pueblo. He says tribal leaders have been meeting with federal officials and members of Congress asking for the protection of the greater Chaco landscape in northern New Mexico.
For Pueblos, it's a site that was established and built by Puebloan ancestors. And as such, as we've said all along to different agency heads as well as our congressional representatives in Congress on the House side, that we don't consider these sites as being abandoned. We consider them to be still spiritually alive.
Tribes are concerned sacred lands and artifacts are at risk of being destroyed by development. A Senate bill is pending which would protect the area. Upcoming leases in the spring are still on the horizon. Tribes are also concerned about protecting bears' ears from development, while U.S. Democratic lawmakers question the Trump administration's authority to reduce or abolish national monuments. The Trump administration last year reduced the size of Bears' Ears National Monument and recently ended public comment on a draft monument plan. On Monday, 118 members of Congress submitted legal documents in support of plaintiffs in five cases, which include tribes, challenging the Trump administration's decision on Bears' Ears and the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in Utah. A number of tribes hold Bears' Ears sacred and are concerned about environmental and cultural impacts from development. An artist in Alaska is raising awareness of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls through a Kuspuk project. Amber Webb sketched faces of Alaska Native women who were murdered or went missing on an oversized white Kuspuk, a traditional shirt.
It has such a huge impact on our communities that we can't afford to be quiet about it anymore. And I don't think that a lot of people understand how much weight we carry. And so I made this project to kind of visualize the weight of the loss on our communities. You can't have healthy communities when you're struggling to recover constantly from violence. It's systemic violence. And I think the only way to change systems is you have to find a way to make people feel the impact of what's happening.
Webb says this was her way of making a visual representation and to humanize the women by drawing their faces to show them beyond numbers and statistics.
Each one of these women has a story, and in drawing their portrait and then through sharing it with people in the state, I've heard a lot of stories about the women on this project, and I think that Indigenous women share their stories. We reclaim our identity, and I think it makes it harder for people to stereotype us. And I think that that's a big problem, is that, you know, so many times when these things happen, Native women have to defend themselves and defend the circumstances that they were in when things happened to them, and that's just ludicrous. When you look at all of these faces, you can't wonder like, oh, well, I wonder what she was doing, or I wonder what, you know, just look at their faces and you see them and their people.
The Kuspuk has been displayed at different events to draw attention to the issue. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by New Mexico Community Capital, helping make the impossible possible with tools for success for emerging Native American enterprises, including micro-lending available for early-stage Native-owned businesses. Information at neirprogram.org. PBS wants to hear from you. Are you watching the four-part series Native America on your local PBS station? PBS wants to know how you continue your cultural knowledge and tradition. PBS is collecting stories like yours at pbs.org/native voices.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.